Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Wackenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Dade reaches second base with a double. Kuiper moves to third. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Pruitt moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Date is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilcox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits juggles the ball. That's an error on Waits. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Kemp tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wilcox. Date moves to second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fossey. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is out, Scribner applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Date hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardi strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-2 in the game. Scribner hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scribner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Pruitt moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ben Oglavie pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Kim and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Date takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. LaFleur strikes out. 2 outs. Milt May pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.